Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week we invite various guests to come on to the show to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. If you have not done so already, I'm going to ask you to please like us on Facebook and to share this information with members of your downline and upline. And also just to remind you that if you missed part of the broadcast or a previous broadcast that you would like to re-listen to, you can do so by going back onto the link. So as everyone knows, the fourth week of every month, we have Galen Clark, an Avon representative, who will talk to us about skincare and other wonderful things that can help us as an Avon representative. But before we begin, I just want to take this opportunity to say that our prayers and thoughts are with all those individuals who are suffering from the this horrific hurricane and rain that Texas has been experiencing these last couple of days and the days to come, and also those individuals who are living in New Orleans. Again, we have some Avon representatives on our team that have moved to Texas and are operating their business there. We've been in contact with them, and they say they are fine. And Gillian and I know some people who are there from Texas as well, and I've heard on Facebook that they are doing well as well. So let's put Gillian on, and we'll start the show. Gillian, are you there?
I'm there.
And just to talk again, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Just checking. I changed my headset. To talk on what you just said with that, I did see that the woman who's the head of the Avon sales force, she put something on Facebook that they're trying to see what they can do as far as Avon and company
wonderful.
And having representatives, get involved. So they're going to do something. So if you are interested in thinking about doing it, I'm sure Pat will there's going to be something out from Avon themselves of what they're going to do and if how representatives can contribute also. So I just wanted to put that out there too.
Thanks so much for that, Gil. I really appreciate it because I noticed that on the first day when the hurricane had hit and I went on my Facebook page, there was a message saying, they were, giving their prayers to and thoughts to, for those people who were being affected by it. But I didn't know they were going to do try to put something together so that we can all participate in the help effort. So that's very good. So if for those people who don't have access to the email or whatever, once I learn about it, I'll put it on the Avon Motivational Facebook page so people can see what we can do as an Avon community to help those individuals in need. Because these people are out of they have nothing, absolutely nothing. And you don't know what kind of help is going to be given to them. They talked about, and I know I'll talk about this real quickly, they talked about 18 counties should start registering for aid, but there's 50 counties that's being affected. So I don't know how that's going to work, but I know one of the things I'm going to do tomorrow is to contact my congressperson to see if I'm in a FEMA zone. Because that's very important. And if not, to see if my community could lobby for that. Anyway, with that being said, Galen, how are you?
I'm doing well. And, Pat, I'm going to add to that because I know that a lot of the companies, like my company, put emails out today telling people to be very, very, very careful. There are a lot of scammers out there
that
might have you taken, click on a link to do a donation or to help, and it sounds good. But if it's not from like the one of the major, like the Salvation Army or the Red Cross.
Yeah,
don't donate because you don't know who they are, and there's so many scammers out there. So that was a biggie.
It's so sad.
It's sad. It's very sad.
It is sad. Yeah. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
So last time you and I spoke, you know, the convention was coming up, and I heard that was fantastic.
Yeah.
I hope you know.
Yeah.
And I don't think we talked about it as the show. But there's a lot of footage that, you know, people can go back and look. There was also a movie date, you know, for those people who wanted to go see this movie about the convention. You know, so it was a lot of opportunities, and I hear that, you know, there was a lot of golden nuggets being shared and things being introduced. And I would suggest that you, for those people who are on the call, to contact someone who is in your group that may have went, so hopefully they'll be able to share the information with you. Okay, Gillian, so let's take it on. Let's go ahead with the show. So much to talk about.
So, yes. Mm-hmm. So the one thing I have to say is that I did not make it to the convention. My intent was to go, but I could not get my flight out in time to go. So I've been following what others are saying. One thing I have to say is that for this company, it has been around over 125 years, that they survive. They will survive. Avon has loyal customers who love the product. And the one thing that I did hear is about the prices going up for some of the products. But I think that if you have a customer who loves the product and they want the product, they will be willing to pay that little bit extra to get the product.
Absolutely.
Because the product is a good product. If you're using something and you're a representative and you're using a skincare product and it's working for you, you are paying less. I don't care what you're paying. If you're paying full price as a customer, you're paying less than what's out there in the store for the same ingredients in that product. Because
that's
they're not paying
right.
for marketing. There is no marketing. We are the representatives. We market it for the company. That's the savings. So, you know, and for those that say, oh, you know, it's going up in price, though. Yeah, but there's no marketing. And find those look at stores that have the same ingredients and see how much more. It's like a 30%, 40%, 50% markup because it's all relating to marketing. That's a big part that goes into the price. So I just want to put that out there. I love my Avon products. I love being an Avon representative. And I love my customers because they love Avon. And they're not buying the one thing I'm getting out from the convention to. People are buying because of you. You create the relationship with that customer. They were talking about, if you know anything about this, that they had a class last week and they're going to have another class Wednesday, I believe it is, in 2 days, Wednesday, about social selling. How to sell
your Avon. Oh, my God.
What
a fantastic. Yeah.
Wasn't that awesome, Pat?
It was a fantastic class. I went on the Facebook page and people were just raving about how good that class was. That class was absolutely phenomenal. Phenomenal.
I'm so proud that this company is now getting the top peaking about how to market you. And they say that we're marketing you because you're marketing the products. When you go out there and market the products, you're like every other person. And to be honest with you, those other companies are paying a lot of money to market their products. So the competition of you going out there putting in a text message or sending email is nowhere in comparison to them. You can't do it 24/7 like they can. But you've got the edge. You've got you. And they showed us in that first class how to market us out there to sell our Avon products. Putting things out there, if you notice you put a book out there and you say, oh, this is on sale, nobody's liking it. Nobody's taking the time to do it. They mentioned that in the class. So, you know, they're saying, how are you going to get people to engage with you? It's to talk about subjects that are kind of off the beaten track, not about the Avon. It's about you, about them, the connection, about the fact that you could say things like, I am so happy that, I'm trying to think of one of the examples that he used. He says, I am so happy, I'm so proud that my cousin, my sister, my friend, finally her skin issue has cleared up. I am just so happy and proud of it. I have to share that with you, you know, and maybe show a picture or something like that. Had nothing to do. You don't even have to mention Avon, but it has to be real too. Can't be things that you make up. There have to be real situations that you feel and that your customer and your friends and your family can relate to, where they can ask that question. It's the question like, oh, what did she use? Oh, she used an awesome product, you know, and I love how it's working for her. And you still won't even have to tell them what it is. It's later on to build up that curiosity without coming out there and slamming them with trying to buy something, you know. And I like that idea and how they were talking about it and saying how you should put yourself out there. I thought the class was amazing, exceptional, because there's so many things we as representatives wasn't talk on how to sell socially through social media, that now we're gonna have the edge on this because we're getting taught by the best, because Avon is hired.
That's right.
The next class is Wednesday. I highly recommend you get involved and you find out where that class is and the time. Everybody got an email, sign up for it and check it out. So that's one thing I'm going to highly, highly recommend. And the next thing I want to recommend is the A-Box, those Avon boxes, the collection. I'm just loving the fact that they did this. I don't know if you
Absolutely.
Know anything about if you're an Avon representative. I am sure, like where I work at my job, there were so many people that were getting like these boxes that they spent $20, $30 for that was shipped automatically to them, and they had all these little sample products in it. I don't remember the exact stores that had them, but
have them now. Yeah.
Yep, they do. So they get them, they
and
ship them, there's little small samples in them, and people enjoying them.
Yeah. Target came out with one, too. But they're charging $7.99, I think, for theirs.
Yep. So the Avon box, you can get, it's going to be, it's a $31 value. It's only $10 with a $40 purchase in the book. And I cannot be... It's only it cannot be clothing or shoes, right, Pat?
Well, I know it can only be in the campaign book, and it can't be from like the outlet. Or it has to be only
exactly.
from the brochure,
yep.
from what I heard.
From the brochure, but it's a $31. The one in campaign 22 is $31 and worth of value for $10, and it has skincare products in it. Has skincare, and then something like the one I'm looking at right now has nail polish. It has something for the feet and hand, and then for the face, the fresh and clean. They also have the Avon regimen sets. Finally, they came out with the sets again in a nice, beautiful box. So the sets,
mm-hmm.
in other words, when you trying to sell a regimen to a client or a customer, you're trying to sell a set. You're trying to sell
one
whole line, whether it's a new power.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So now they have the sets with the day cream, the night cream, the eye cream, and the sets are $55. They're normally $121, but I think that this is a great, 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 great thing to have the regimen sets. I know I missed them. They stopped having them for a bit. And I love the fact that they've gotten them back again. So, you know, that's really good.
That should really help us with our sales. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. The A-Box. And, you know, we talked one of the last times about doing the video about how you do your face, how you do your skincare. I don't see that too many people took up on that challenge. I'm going to challenge you again because I think once you take and you listen to the call on social selling, you'll find out one of the things he says is to go out there and do a video. Just do a video talking about you, talking about what you like to do, you know. But a video is really something to get people to talk to you. I did a video 2 weeks ago, and I'm telling you, I was scared. My left eye was half closing because I had a woke up with a, like a sty in my eye. And if it wasn't for people pushing me to say, go out there and do it, I did it anyway. Actually had something like 340 views. I had friends that came on. I mean, my video was like, it was not the best. And I was talking about at the time about Charlottesville and how we're talking about being team human. And, you know, we all want the same thing and how we need to have unity. And I was telling that, you know, the story of how, you know, divided we are, but we're not. We all want the same thing under the skin, and that there are more good people than bad people. And the fact that media makes it seem like there's the world is coming to an end, where this is really the best of times, but we have issues. And I understand that, but it's not the end of the world. You know, there is good out there, and I think there are more good people than bad people. So I did this whole video, maybe not more than 5 minutes, and people that I haven't talked to in years saying, oh, you did so good, and oh, it's so nice to see you. And I didn't talk about Avon. I didn't talk about selling anything. I was just talking about an issue and how I felt about the issue. And how we need to help out in our communities, and what do you do to help your community, and, you know, and how do you explain to your children about, you know, different people and not being bullied and not being, you know, being nice to people and what a difference that makes. And I can't believe that I got so many views and so many people that just said, you did great. It was nice seeing you. And, oh, you look great. And I started out by saying, I know my eye is half closed. I know, and I can't wear any makeup because of it. So I apologize. People are like, no, you look great. So I'm just telling you, you'll be surprised when you share you out with your family. I did another video this weekend because I haven't seen a friend in a long time. I did a video with him because he's from my high school, and I graduated high school in, it was in the 1900s. That's what my friend said. It was in the 1900s. But I shared, you know, that we were out and we would love to see people in our class. And I got all these people that said, hi, how are you? So you'll be thinking about you, and you'll be surprised how many people respond to you that you know that you forgot about. And those are people that will be eventually potential customers.
Absolutely, because Lamani is chiming in a little bit. Because one of the things he said is that a lot of times we as Avon representatives, we go on Facebook and we'll say, you know, buy this product, become Avon representative now, call me. He said that is considered shouting. And he said to do just what Gillian is saying that she did. You know, she psyched up a conversation. She created an interest. She next thing you're supposed to engage people. You're supposed to inform people. And then the sales will come. And this, so there's actually a formula to selling to people on Facebook. And that was one of the things that I had, like, because I am guilty for shouting. I guess I was a shouter. You know, I didn't know that. So, you know, so Gillian, thank you for bringing that up in terms of the social media.
Yeah, we have all taken and done it the wrong way. We have, because we didn't know any better. You know what you know. So, you know, we've gotten better now and understanding that that's not the right way to do it. And there are other ways to take and do it. And they call the workshop Learn, Build, and Grow. And I truly believe that that is exactly what it is. You learn, build, and grow. You're building like, trust, and rapport with people that you know. And the only way to do that is to do it, not hitting them over the head. And here's the thing that he said that came across perfectly. He says, how many times have you posted the brochure? How many times have you posted, we've got a new on sale, and how many people said they liked it? were all the people that said they liked it your Avon representative teammates or was it customers that said that? And he says most people, it's not customers. They're not even looking at that. They go and bypass it. So why are you putting it out there? That's right. It's shouting. It's screaming for attention. And it does. And it, here's the deal. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. So
not at all.
There are so many other ways to take and do that. And I like the. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, I like the way that they're doing it now. And it was like three people. I think one was doing most of the talking. But they're making it so that they're actually taking and talking about the statistics. They're talking about how to post on all different social medias. It's not just on Facebook. It's Instagram. And it's also the age group. You know, which age group are we trying to take and have our customers or our customers are? And that's all depends on you. It's not on anybody else but you. And if you can sell you to your friends and family so they listen to you or they hear what you have to say, you know, it comes off well. I saw some Avon representatives who were doing things I considered the right way. They would show, the Project One runway. They had a post and said, oh, Project One runway. It said, I'm trying to copy the look. Do you think I did it? And they'd have the picture of the Project One person, and they had a picture of them with the eyeshadow on. And they said, and people commented and said, yeah, that looks just like that. Oh, that's perfect. What is that that you're using? And it actually didn't have anything with Avon. And they're like, Project Runway? What makeup is that? And some people were saying, and I could tell you more. And they say, and then the bad person, inboxed them. Nobody knew what she was talking about except that her face it looked really good. And she took in listening to what they said, didn't even talk Avon, and people thought it was great. People thought it was fantastic. So I do like that. I do really like that.
Can I get back to the video thing? I just want to say one more thing about the video.
Sure.
You know, over the weekend, I attend the YouTube University. I sit and watch all kinds of YouTube videos on all kinds of subject matters. It's a university for me, and I watched it. You know, a lot of the people, their YouTube comes through either Periscope and then they upload it into their YouTube or whatever. And the point I'm making is, you know, don't think that you have to have a production. Don't think you have to have a good camera. Don't think that your YouTube has to be perfect, because some of the YouTube, you're like, what? You know, like one woman, she said, she called out, the information was very good, but she didn't have the certain device, and she's calling her daughter and said, go get it, and the daughter comes, and she brings one. That's not the right one. Go get one. You know, the thing about these YouTube are they are real. They're just real and live time. So don't think you have to have this perfect video, this perfect setting, this perfect lighting, because it's just not about that. It's about just getting information across. That's what I wanted to say.
Pat, you are so right. Let me tell you something. The fact that you just think, everybody listen to this. Pat remembered, out of her YouTube University weekend, she remembered that video, which just proves the point. You just have to be you, and the more you are you, and people, we're not perfect. None of us is perfect. But when you show you being you, and I'll be honest, your imperfectness, not trying to be perfect, but being you, people will remember and they like it. Now, I'm ready to find out, oh, what video is that? Because I can imagine she's yelling to her daughter, and oh my gosh, I love it. I just love it. She's just being her.
Yeah,
I love it. That's what it's all about. That it truly is what it's all about. So you know, if you're out there, being perfect doesn't pay anymore.
No.
The first one out
no.
there getting it done, just get it done. Just do it. And do it consistently. That's one of the things, doing it.
You know, I just want to make some examples. Some of our most memorable commercials were people like you and I, God Bless the Dead, Kentucky Fried Chicken. He did his own commercials. Carvel. The guy who did Purdue, Mr. Purdue. You know, their personality sold their product.
So true. So true. So people like you for a reason. Your customers like you for a reason. You want to get more people. Here's the thing. You want more customers and more people that like you, that are like you, and that want to help you, and also that you're helping them. So there is to it. That's what it's all about.
You know something also, Gillian, I have a customer. I have a customer. She drives me nuts. I just tell everybody, she really drugged me nuts. She called me, I said, oh, my God, they go Debbie Downer, because that's what she is. She's Debbie Downer. But, you know, and I have to suck it up because I know she orders for me. She loves the product. She loves the Avon product. But a big part of her ordering products for me is because I'm her social contact. It's just that simple. She has no family. She has very little friends. I'm her social contact. You know, I felt bad. The woman had to go to the hospital. And, you know, she said, I have no one to take me to the hospital. I said, if you can't find anybody, I will take you. You know, but I'm her social contact. So a lot of times your customers are ordering you, like you said, because it's you. You are their connection to the world. You may be the only person that listens to them.
Can I say something, Pat? That has to make you feel good also, because you tolerate her because, when I hear a story like that, I know why you do well in your business that you're doing, because you do this thing that's more of gratitude, and you realize, what is that Jim Rohn saying, I think, is if you help enough people get what they want, you'll get what you want. You're not doing it for the money. You're doing it from the heart. And I'll tell you, when the brain or the head and the heart meet, when they meet, it's authentic and it's real. And when people see authentic and real, they'll buy from you. And that's why she buys from you, because you make it real for her. You make it real for her. So, you know, that's what we got to do. It's just what Pat said, but you got to do it for real. Pat does that from her heart. If you don't, that's not real.
Right, right.
You know she's a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
You know she's a pain in the butt, but doesn't make a difference because you're willing to help her because you know she's your pain in the butt.
That's right. And all of us have customers like that, so we shouldn't take our customers for granted. They're ordering for a reason.
Yep. That's so true. That is so, so, so true. There is a reason. So remember that. I do too. And I tell you something. I do have customers like that too that are seniors, and I'll tell you, when I go to their house, I said, I know I'm going to be here for about an hour. But they order. They order from me, you know? So I'm good. I'm good. I hear you.
So you start to touch on a little bit, Gil, and can you continue talking about the Project Runway? Because I'm just totally excited.
Oh, okay. So Project Runway, they've had people get together and have viewings for Project Runway, but all the makeup that's being used for Project Runway this season, it's a great, great way to talk to your customers and your clients about Avon, is to talk about Project Runway. You can ask them, do you watch any shows? Do you watch Project Runway? Or you could say, listen, I watched an episode of Project Runway. I couldn't believe it. And whatever the episode was about or whatever you liked about it, and you could say, listen, you know, that they Avon is doing the makeup for Project Runway. Isn't that unbelievable? And they have all these looks that they come out with. So if you go to your emails that you get, you'll find out that they have all the looks that they have that they promote on Project Runway. And they say, do you want that look? And they tell you the products to buy for it. That's been sent out to some of your clients. And here's another thing I highly recommend. Put yourself down as a customer in your store, your e-store. so that you can see the emails when they go out, what they look like. And you can talk to people about it. That's what I do. Every time one of the emails come out and has a special one, and I'm like, oh, wow, like you might have forgotten someone that you didn't put inside of your customer list, and you could just forward that to them or say, oh, my gosh, I think you'll like this, and text them a link, you know. But that's what I've done, too, and that's worked. I'm telling you, it does work. So you want to get that look. You see something that looks really good. It's Project Runway. That's pretty well known. And I don't even watch Project Runway, but I made sure I'm up on what's going on with Project Runway because it's Avon.
Yeah, I'm a Project Runway viewer. I like the show. And I was very proud to see that they are promoting the Avon. One of the things I was happy to see that they had a commercial during a new Avon commercial that I had not seen that they had ran during the Project Runway. One of the things people can do also as Avon representative, you know, you can have a viewing party. You know, they have it for Bachelor Nation. You know, invite some of your customers over, or friends that are customers, or family members that are customers, and watch Project Runway together. That's going to be fun.
That's a great idea. And a lot of people have done that also. I think that's a fantastic idea to do. And you know what? If you have Hulu or one of the other streaming, live streaming, you can have it on it doesn't have to be on the night of Project Runway, because I know Project Runway is during the weekday. You can have it on a Saturday and say, hey, we're going to do a Project Runway party. And just watch Project Runway and fun with your friends at home. I mean, it's a pretty cool thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely correct. I don't have cable. I'm not a cable customer. But I do have what's called Sling TV, which I love. And that's how I was able to watch Project Runway. I didn't watch it the first week. I kind of forgot. And so I binge-watched and watched the two episodes. Two episodes did this week over the weekend in between my university YouTube. it's after 9. I think it was very, very good. And I just wanted to make an announcement that September is National Skincare Month. So this is a good month to promote skincare to your clients. You may want to Google and see what things are out there that's being promoted or talked about during the National Skincare Month, which is the month of September. And
that's awesome. Thank you, Pat.
Yeah.
I totally did not see that one. Thank you. Great idea.
Yep, not a problem. And so, everyone, I hope you have a wonderful week. This is our order-taking week. Our orders went in Sunday, and they will. I think you have up until. I think most people have up until Wednesday to place your orders. Make sure you do so. And you know, people read your email. I just Gillian was talking, I did look at my email, and there was a reminder that the webinar is going to be in 2 days. I don't know if it's in my email because of the fact that I'm already registered, but I'm sure if you go to youravon.com, you can go ahead and still register for this class. And with that being said, everyone, I wish everyone a wonderful, wonderful week, a wonderful Labor Day, and let's continue to pray for those individuals who are suffering because of Harvey and this tropical rainstorm and tornadoes that they're getting there. Okay, good night, everyone. Good night, Galen.
Good night, everyone.